2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. This morning, I am joined by the State Opposition Leader and Member for COGRA, Chris Minns. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Chris, now we will get into the juicy stuff in a second, but first, before you entered politics, you once worked as a firefighter. Can you please tell me about that?
Yeah, just a retained firefighter while I was knocking off my uni degree in Mortdale, retained station 48, which was really good fun. And it was an interesting place to work. Met a lot of good mates who I'm still good friends with, actually, who are battling away, no doubt, as we speak.
And I thought I would ask you about that because being on the South Coast, we're all too familiar with fires, and we will obviously speak about that in a second. You recently came to the region and you were here for a health tour, as I understand, and also to endorse the local candidate, Dr. Michael Holland. Can I ask you how that visit went?
Really well. I don't want to sound condescending, but I just am amazed at the sense of resilience from people on the South Coast when you consider what the communities have gone through over the last 2 years, whether it's bushfires, COVID pandemic, the downturn in the economy, the loss of tourist trade, and yet people you run into are hopeful, optimistic about the future and just positive. So there's a special culture on the South Coast, and it was wonderful to be in and about it.
Is there anything specifically that you learnt about the South Coast in terms, well, I suppose we could talk about health. What issues came up there?
Well, speaking to Michael Holland, Michael's obviously worked for over 17 years as a gynecologist obstetrician on the South Coast and delivered, no doubt, thousands of babies over the years. So it's instructive listening to someone who is, in fact, an expert when it comes to healthcare and public hospital administration on the South Coast about what the challenges are, what frontline workers go through, what the typical day involves, and the real pressures on the hospital system. The key learning I got from Michael was that, the last month has been very, very tough for nurses and doctors and frontline workers, but it's actually been similar to that for years and years and years as people do a very difficult job under challenging circumstances.
Now, talking about Dr. Holland, why do you think he would make a good member for the seat of Bega?
Well, I mean, somebody that cares about the local community, who has expertise in healthcare and public hospital administration, who understands how important our hospitals are. I've got to know Michael because I've seen his advocacy on behalf of the Yorubadala Shire for a level 4 hospital in that part of the world over many, many years. And I've slowly seen, he's always done it with a sense of decency and directness, never playing politics, but he's been strident in his belief that the taxpayers of the South Coast deserve their fair share of health services. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's a real privilege to have him run for Labor and carry the Labor flag into this election contest. Couldn't think of a more perfect candidate given the current circumstances that we're all in.
Okay, now I do want to ask you also about there's a housing crisis. The region has an affordable housing crisis, and it's not just limited to Sydney. People would think that it's unaffordable in Sydney, but that's not the case. It's also not just a housing crisis. The rental market is unaffordable for many. Can you please make a comment about that?
Yeah, very concerned about that. I mean, if you think about Australia, for the last 2 years, we've had no inbound immigration for 24 months, and yet the average housing price has jumped by double digits right across the state, and particularly desirable places like the South Coast. And you've got a situation where I've spoken to people who said, look, particularly those that have been down there for decades, say when they first moved down there, it was a real, a challenge to keep people to stay and live and raise a family down there. Now it's the exact opposite. You're seeing a huge influx of people wanting to stay and live in what is probably one of the most beautiful parts of the whole world. They're going to need housing support. So that means social housing, key worker housing. It means that we must make an impact on it because we can't price people out of regional New South Wales. And they need to be able to, we want people to raise a family on incomes that can sustain a mortgage. It used to be the case that, you'd have a situation where one parent would work, one could stay home and you could cover a mortgage. Then it was both parents had to work full-time to cover a mortgage, and now for many people that isn't even enough.
Well, it is good to see that people from the big cities like Sydney and Melbourne are coming back. It was a bit of a ghost town here for the latter half of last year, and it's very good to see people coming back. Now, I do have to ask you, Chris, this is tied into the firefighting and the fires, I suppose it is. A lot of people down here are concerned with logging in the state forests. In fact, there is a strong call to phase out this practice, and I understand this is happening in other states, including Victoria and Western Australia. If you were elected as Premier, what would you do about this?
Look, we need to look closely at that, and I need to get, up to date with the latest information. We're meeting with environmental groups and other organisations on the South Coast and have done in the weeks ahead. But that's part of the by-election process. You get to meet with people, have the issues that are of importance to them, articulate it to political leaders of both political parties. I understand that housing, healthcare are big issues on the South Coast. People care passionately about it. Obviously, we need to make sure that there's jobs and economic opportunity when policy changes are made, and we're determined to do that. But I've spoken to Michael about these issues, and we know we have to have more to say on that in the coming weeks.
Okay, Chris, now just one last question. I better ask you about COVID before the interview's out. You were here, you learnt about the impact of the shortage of rapid antigen tests that it was having on local businesses. Do you care to comment about that at all?
Yeah, look, I'm really worried about it. I mean, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but the New South Wales Premier wasn't prepared for the massive numbers of Omicron cases in the community. In the run-up to Christmas, he was saying those that were raising concerns about pressure in our public hospitals were alarmist and that they were bedwetters. I don't think the government did the preparation work, either prepare for our frontline workers so they could get through this difficult period, but also to ensure that there were enough rapid antigen tests and testing facilities for the huge number of cases. You've got the ACCC saying that one test in some parts of Australia costs $100 for one test. For many people, it's too expensive or unavailable or both. And the minimum obligation of a government or a premier is to make sure people can determine whether they've got the bloody disease or not. And that hasn't happened in New South Wales over the last few weeks.
Okay. Well, I appreciate, Chris, that you're very busy, so we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us on 2EC.
Anytime. Love to come on 2EC.